This is Living the RV Dream, episode 215 for Friday, November 5th, 2021.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors. Oh gosh, welcome everybody. First episode in a while that we do from home base here, from Pelican Headquarters here, my old studio in Miami, Florida. And let me tell you, I was getting used to doing this from the road. It kind of feels weird having all this room here. And by the way, it's going to be a relatively short episode since I haven't traveled this week and I'm on quote-unquote vacation. You know, I haven't really done much in that sense. I've been editing videos. I'm kind of working ahead because for this following 2 weekends, for this following 2 weeks, I'm going to have two stays, which are kind of sponsored. And I'm going to talk about that on the next podcast and on the following one. We're going to stay at this RV resorts, one of them in Naples, one of them in the Florida Keys. And I'll tell you all about it on the next episode, since we're going to be there. And it's, you know, it's going to be like a resort time, you know. That's the same way that I love boondocking from time to time. There's something to be said for full hookups and a swimming pool and the fitness center and all that good stuff, right? So those are the immediate plans. And the future plans, I don't know if I told you, but I've kind of decided not to go to Quartzsite this year. I was really looking forward to it, but I don't... And I've said it before, I want to go to the Tampa RV show, and the Tampa RV show happens at the same time as the beginning of the Big Tent in Quartzsite, and I just don't want to rush, you know, hightail it over there, you know, do all those, 5 days driving on I-10 and, you know, spend all that money on gas either. So we're going to keep it kind of local this winter. I've kind of neglected my home state of Florida for a long time, so that's what I want to do. I want to explore some of those hidden gems in northern Florida, and of course, camping in Florida at that time of the year is either prohibitively expensive or impossible. You know, everything's booked, but luckily we have Pelicamp as a home base up there in the Eastern Panhandle, so we are within an hour or two driving distance to many of these attractions, many of these hot springs. You know, we have the Suwannee River right there, so that's kind of the plan for January. And then in February we might venture, you know, into the Panhandle, maybe even Louisiana, and I don't know yet. You know, haven't really planned much. We might. Make it to the West after all, just not Quartzsite during the RV show. And after seeing so many videos this year, I've kind of decided next year we're probably gonna do Albuquerque's New Mexico Balloon Fiesta, but that's a year from now, so we'll see what happens. Not a year from now, but a month from now, it's our first post-pandemic Miami meetup, December 11th at 3 p.m. We're gonna do it at this place called Lost City Brewing Company. It's gonna be on December 11th. It's a small place, but they have a nice area in the back that, weather permitting, is gonna be great to have the meetup. Otherwise, in the front, it's kind of an industrial area, so you park along all these warehouses. But since it is going to be on a Saturday, everything, all the warehouses are closed, so parking is not going to be a problem. So really looking forward to meeting up with all the South Florida Pelican Heads, and we may even have like a special beer made for us there. So we'll see. We'll see how that happens. And I had another announcement. Tomorrow we're having a mini teeny lounge. If you don't know what that is, you know, just right after, you know, in March of last year, when all the lockdowns began, I started doing all this, you know, once in a while, these concerts, these virtual concerts live online, you know, with the chat, so people can make requests or whatnot. I basically do the same repertoire that I had when I used to be a professional musician, and you know, I did, you know, like every night here at the local nightclubs in Miami. I do a little bit of Spanish music as well as English, a little bit of both, you know, and it's as much for me as for you, you know. It's I really enjoyed doing that. So once in a while, it's good to get behind the keyboard and exercise those vocal cords. And if you want to check it out, it's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday on my other channel. Just search for Robert Morales on YouTube. It's actually, I believe I still have the old URL, will be youtube.com/Robertico Music. That's Robert ICO Music. That used to be like, Robertico used to be like kind of like my artistic name, you know, like what people would call me when I, what they would announce me as when I played at nightclubs and stuff like that. So that's going to be this Saturday. And then, of course, tonight we're going to have a live stream. No video this Sunday either. As I said, I'm taking a 2 weeks vacation. But the following Sunday, we're going to have something for sure. And then on Wednesdays, I'm going to have... I'm going to do a video on Wednesdays about, you know, presents, gifts, top 10 gifts for RVers. It's one of those that's, you have to do it, you know, at least once a year, right? This is the time of the year to do it. That's going to be a lot of fun. Just 10. These are like 10 premium gifts for RVers. Maybe later on in the season, I'll do like top 10 stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers, you know, like inexpensive stuff. But that's what I'm doing, and then on the Sunday videos, we're gonna pick up where we left off in Iowa. Day trip to Nebraska, and then the Des Moines video is gonna be really good. And I'm trying to make longer videos now that I'm not traveling, so I'm able to work, you know, more hours here at home and do all that. So stay tuned for that, as well as videos of these two stays that I'm gonna make at these two RV resorts in South Florida. Now, for the Tampa RV show, now it's confirmed, I'm going to be there. I already spoke to the gentleman in charge, and I'm going to get my media pass, and I'm going to be able to stay there at the fairgrounds. And I definitely want to do a meetup. I spoke to him. He says he's going to think about a place where we can maybe have something organized. I know Winnebago wants to do like an owner's group meetup of some kind. So I have to speak to them about that. But maybe we can like do it all together. I don't know. In any case, I'm gonna be roaming the fairgrounds every morning. So if you see me, say hello, say hi. And we can meet up that way too. I'm gonna try to do a lot of work this Tampa RV show, like I did 2 years ago, and kind of in a sense like I did at Hershey. But Hershey was awkward this year, and not having so many of the manufacturers and I mean, Hershey is generally awkward, but this year was more awkward than it usually is. And I really like the Tampa RV show. That's my favorite show. And I think this year is going to be, now that things are getting more and more back to normal, it's going to be a great show. So that's, I hit the microphone with my hand because I'm trying to access my calendar here. The Florida RV Super Show is going to be from January 19th. Through the 23rd. I'm probably not going to be there on the 23rd, but I'll be there from the... Actually, 18th is industry day, so I'm going to be there from the 18th through the 22nd, which is Saturday. In any case, I really don't have a whole lot to talk about this week, as I said. Let's have a moment of silence for those of you who have to winterize your rigs. You're probably doing it this weekend, right? And I'm sorry to hear that. And I wish I could, you know, offer any insight on how to do that. I know you're supposed to put some antifreeze and empty the lines, and empty all the water. You have to find like the lowest point. There's usually like a faucet. I don't know. This is the thing. I don't intend on ever winterizing my rig, but someday I may have to do it, and then I'll probably look it up on YouTube. So look it up on YouTube if you have to winterize. If this is your first year winterizing, make sure there's no water left in the water heater or in any of the lines, and you'll probably be fine. And now let me see if we have some voicemail. And with that, we're gonna start wrapping it up.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Earth Brother Ram Pickering. And I have a few questions today. My first question is, at the Minichinny Lounge, if there is a Minichinny Lounge on Saturday, are you planning to sing Uptown Girl? Girl, and then my second question is, since you are not going to Portside anymore, are you planning to just stay in Florida for the entire winter? And my final question is, what is your plans if you ever come back to Canada again? And are you planning to do Southwestern Ontario? Yep. And today is Sunday, October 31st, 2021. And by the time you're hearing this, it'll be November 5th, 2021. So I want to wish everyone, all right, and I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween. And see you guys at the live stream on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Halloween, and happy night on the next one.
So,
bye, everybody!
Hey, Dylan, thank you once again for your weekly message. And about Southwest Ontario, definitely gonna go back at some point. Toronto, for sure, London. And, even farther west, I've heard so many good things about some of the islands on Lake Huron. And at some point, we have to do all that. But we're gonna save that for when we do the Trans-Canada Highway. In the northern shore of Lake Superior, and then up to Winnipeg, and Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton. I don't know. At some point, we have to do all that, but not yet. And about staying in Florida, as I mentioned, we're gonna stay in Florida for a little bit. But then I still haven't. I know, I'm thinking the panhandle. It's not the best time to do the panhandle because the idea would be to enjoy the beach. And it could get cold in the panhandle in February, lo and behold. I'm thinking going all the way to Louisiana, exploring a little bit of northern Louisiana, which we have never been to that area. And then I'm thinking of doing the Natchez Trace Parkway. All the way to Nashville, and then if we still want to continue going, do like a Z, west, northeast, and then west again, like a letter Z, like the Zorro, and go west towards Dallas and as far west as we decide to go. I don't know. That's kind of until the middle of March catches up with us, and then we're gonna come back, because in the spring I might want to do the East Coast again, at least part of it, and then of course I'm thinking the Winnebago Grand National Rally in Iowa, and that summer I'm thinking the summer 22 do the whole, or at least part of, with a few detours, do the route, the Lewis and Clark route. I'm thinking, take all the whole Missouri River and then cross Idaho, northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene comes to mind, and then do the Columbia River all the way to the Pacific. That's an idea that came to me a couple of days ago, and seems nice. I want to go back to doing some of those striking landscapes, some of those, long hikes, And of course, that is if we don't go to Alaska. If we figure out a way to make it to Alaska this year, we're gonna do it. But I'm thinking Alaska 23 is gonna be more realistic. Let's see. Maybe 23 is the year that we do international travel the most, and Alaska being part of it. So that's the long answer to your question about Uptown Girl and Binitini Lounge. Maybe, maybe not. I know the song. I've never sung it before, but I could very easily go to YouTube and type Uptown Girl karaoke, and I'll karaoke out for you guys. So there you go.
Hi, Traveling Robert. My wife and I are, I'm 72, and we're going to get a travel trailer like yours.
To drop. And we're almost at the
we'd
top.
Like to.
Starting to get chilly up here.
See where you got it. I think it was in Iowa, but
really starting.
Or they're made in Iowa. But anyway, please give us a deal, because we really want one with a solar panel like you have, hon. And we might move up to
seniors can now pay for a year's worth of groceries
Memphis,
by
Tennessee,
their flex card
or
free of charge.
Wisconsin.
Americans 64 and older can get a government-approved flex card. You can use it
shooting
to pay
deer,
for groceries,
bear,
healthcare,
with
dental,
a 44
and
Magnum.
Other expenses.
And
this can save you.
They got some awful big boars up there.
Click the free card button below this
bigger
video.
Than Wisconsin.
Get your card sent for free.
Bye-bye.
Seniors are getting the benefits they rightfully deserve.
Yeah, thank you for your message. And I believe the trick is to turn down the volume on your playback device when you're leaving a message. But thank you so much. I think what I got is you want to get one trailer like mine with the solar panels and the lithium battery and all that. And that's a model that is not out yet, but Winnebago already announced it. And I bet you they're going to have it at the Tap RV show. But it's a model they're branding as the Flex or FLX, and it has like a green graphics on the outside. It's gonna be a special edition, and it's something that they're testing out and see if there's high demand for it. It's obviously going to be a little more expensive than the standard Micro Mini, but I think with all those features installed from the factory, it might be worth it. I mean, that air conditioner alone, and you cannot do that air conditioner aftermarket. That air conditioner has to be installed at the factory right now, and with the system with the tankless water heater and that Truma Vario, actually that Truma Vario furnace. It's really good too. It's silent. I mean, it will blow hard the you know when it's trying to reach the temperature. If it is like 30 degrees and you set the thermostat for 75, it's gonna blow like loud for half an hour or so until it reaches temperature, and then it just goes down to a whisper. And it's super efficient electricity wise. I forget exactly how many watts it consumes, but it's like 15 watts. It's something ridiculously low. So yeah, that's one of the things that I like the most about the trailer. I don't like everything about the trailer, but those advanced systems that it has, I definitely do. So that's all. That's all for today. Thank you all for listening, and I'm gonna leave you with a tune that I today I was editing the Iowa video, and I came across one of my tunes that I don't play enough in my videos, and I should. It's one of my favorites, and it depicts a very special moment in our lives, the first time we witnessed a total solar eclipse. So that's the name of the tune, Total Eclipse of the Sun. Until next Friday. Thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.